Reverend.
We'll show him what I bought.
Reverend Shafi, would you marry us to think or?
Yeah, let's go on, Mara.
Yeah, but when you finish your 20,
you're finished 10-20. You can't bring them in. Why didn't you bring them in here? Okay, everybody, sorry. Right. Let's make a... I mean, actually, we don't have to recap so well on last week, because really, this is very similar tonight. Very similar. Last week we spoke about tea. We spoke about making... using tea bags. So we said the tea bags normally, the actual tea bag itself normally are not cooked or roasted. They go through a drying process, hot air blows on them, but that's not enough. So the tea leaves generally normally are a problem. Yeah, to put tea bags, to put in tea bags into a cup of tea is, what?
Water.
A cup of water, yes. Put a tea bag into a cup of hot water. So Kaddish Sheni is definitely not allowed, because it's Kaddishal. The question is, when you put a Kaddish Shlishi? So we said it already last week, that this is a question amongst the Poskim, is tea leaves considered Kaddish Habishal B'yosa, something which cooks very easily? We know there's a Mishnah, and the Mishnah says that there's certain sorts of fish which could not be put even in a Kaddish Shlishi, because they cook so quickly. So the question is there, have we got anything nowadays which fits into this category as well, which gets cooked so easily, and therefore it's forbidden to be put into Kedish Shlishim, Kedish Ruvi, Kedish Chamishi, goes all the way down. There's no, once the Kedish Shlishi is Osir, it goes all the way down as far as you want, it remains Osir as long as it's Yad Seledesbury. So this is a big question. So Moshe Feinstein takes on that we can't make our own halachas or Kedish Shlishi. Only what's written in Chazal, these fish, which is problematic, otherwise everything else can point to Kedish Shlishi. What? Yeah, other poskim don't disagree. Shlomo Zalman and others hold that the Maisa, you can see yourself that these tea leaves get cooked very, very easily, and therefore they would have assumed it's Kaddish Habishal B'yosa, and therefore one should not even make it a Kaddish Shlishi. Shlomo Zalman says clearly an egg is the same thing actually. An egg is also something which gets cooked very, very easily, and therefore it's also to put that in a Kaddish Shlishi, and I'll say a Kaddish Shlishi, Kaddish Rabi, all the way down is problematic. Okay, so that's the question. Our instant tea, which we've got, that lechori is better. So we, I said to you last week, I said the problem with these companies is, first of all, it's very hard to get information from these companies. It's very, very secretive. I tried a few times to get information from them. It's very, very difficult. I remember someone once told me, one of the mashkichim once told me, he said to me, what you hear on the phone from them, you're wasting your time with, he said to me. It's rubbish, a waste of time. If you get an email from them, it's really something. But he said, even that, I'm not sure how reliable that is, but what you hear on the phone from them, he said, your mum is wasting time. Look, I can't do more. I didn't do a bit of research. I've heard this a few times. It looks like this is what the possum seems to take on. Well, the instant tea, it seems, is at least brewed. They pour boiling hot water onto it. It had irrigated written done to it. And then they dry it out, and then they make the tea leaves from that. So it's definitely have an irrigated written, which is already something. So the Chayra, we said already last time, you could put it into Kaddish Sheni, strictly speaking. Some are strict to put in a Kaddish Shlishi. I'm going to speak about that a bit more when it comes to coffee, right? Strictly speaking, tea leaves which have been cooked, instant tea, can be put in a Kaddish Sheni. But there is a yes lahachme to put in a Kaddish Shlishi. Then we want to speak about again how you put in a Kaddish Shlishi. Do you do pouring from a Kaddish Sheni onto the tea leaves, or you just put the tea leaves into the cup itself? Okay, let's talk about coffee. We'll come around with everything like that together. So this is from Nescafe. So this must be true actually, because this is a proper email from them. So I'm not going to go through all this, but you can see itself that Nescafe produced loads and loads of brands of coffee. I mean, this is quite an old one already. The facts they give you over there has been going over 60 years. In UK, there are over 10 different Nescafe instant coffees. There's already 10 different brands. Yeah, and now I think there's even more, because there's a new one on the market which has come out not so long ago, which we're going to speak about. But there's quite a variety of different sorts of coffees that come out. The basic process of coffee is it comes in on a, also very similar to, let me see if I wrote it down properly here somewhere. Thought I did. It comes in into a, it comes in, it's dried as far as I'm to start with. First of all, they roast it slightly. Yeah, hot air is pumped over them, then they ground up. Then after the beans have been ground, they're put into huge percolators with hot water added. Yeah, now I'm not sure again if that's irrikeli rishon or it's cooked in there. I don't know, it's hard to know. This works on the same principle as a domestic coffee percolator, extracting the coffee flavor and aroma from the coffee grounds. Then, after they've cooked the coffee, then they dry it. Now here they say there's two methods of doing it. Soluble coffee, that's why now instant coffee, is produced by drying coffee liquor in one of two ways. Either it's spray dried, that is, the concentrated liquor is introduced into the top of a large cylindrical tower with a jet of hot air. It goes into a big like tower and it gets sprayed into, goes into there. As it goes into there, the droplets fall into fine powder. It's so hot in there, the liquid comes in there. Someone told me, watched it. As it goes into that drum, almost instantly it becomes into a powder. Okay? So you've had it, it's been cooked, and now it's going through hot air. Now that's interesting what that means, yeah? Okay, let's just get the process right first of all. That's number one. That's called spray drying. That's one way. Or they can freeze dry it. Freeze drying the liquid is frozen to about minus 40 degrees centigrade. That means they've cooked it, then they freeze it to about minus 40 degrees centigrade. This is broken into tiny pieces and put into a vacuum. The vacuum lowers the boiling point of water, it evaporates, helping to preserve the coffee flavor and leaving behind solid, double coffee. Either way of doing it. But Kitzel, what does this mean for us? Right. So, this is Aruch HaShavuos, is busy over here. Let's go to him straight away. Aruch HaShavuos. He starts off, let's start from the very first one over here. That's in Simon, Aruch HaShavuos, Simon Ayin Dalet. So, let's talk about coffee beans that are not being cooked. I think, I don't know what they call it, Turkish, but what they call it, Turkish coffee? Yeah. Where is that here? Tell you. Afkas coffee, she'ein anomas, not dissolved coffee, yeah? That's not instant coffee, but the roasted beans. That is problematic. So he says this coffee, which has not been cooked, it might be slightly baked. That's a bit of a question if it's been baked, but it goes through hot air. Well, that's not called a baking. It doesn't help you maximize it because you can't cook after it's been baked anyway. Even if it has been baked, you can't cook the coffee afterwards. So that is problematic. That is, this sort of coffee is a problem. Now, most of us think, where do we have this coffee nowadays? So there is actually now a new coffee on the market. It's already quite a while old. And it's this case over here, whole bean instant. I mean, there's all of them, they're all the same. You can just test it, you can see quite a range of these over here. These are, let me just show you the ingredients. Forgot to check it where I was. I did look at the ingredients once upon a time, let me check it again. Here, instant coffee, 85%, roast and ground coffee, 15%. That means 15% of this has not been cooked at all.
Is that a mild concern?
It's a big concern.
No, but it's all about the coffee, wasn't it?
If you're asking me, I shouldn't say it's a pub day, but I can't, people say it's a very, very nice coffee. People say it's a very, very mild, this coffee. Apparently the munkim, whoever the munkim are, they say there's a big mild with this coffee. I personally can't tell you, I don't want to get sued for anything over here, but I'm just telling you, I can't see what the gross yichus is of this coffee. What? I don't know what the big mild is. They tell me it's a big mild, this coffee. They say it's a very, very mild.
What's the price
point? No, it's cheap or expensive. I think it's quite expensive, this coffee.
It tastes like fresh coffee.
I don't know. Someone told me you taste this, you know, tell you, I was happy to leave it after the first
time.
I was saying, sorry?
Okay,
I'm happy to buy off you. You know what I mean? It's very interesting, actually. I don't find a big yichus to this, but this is number one. So this lechoira, so I'm not going to all lay it out today, but lechoira, what you've got with this over here is here you've got a serious problem over here, because 15% of this coffee has not been cooked at all. So lechoira, the 15% over here is the same as tea leaves. So a tea bag, which a lot of people hold, like I was going with that man, you should not put it to a kelly shlishi. That's a good shout. And the nice thing is, some of them donning want to come along with a time the chayes bottle baroy. Bottle baroy. What's the time? Is it a good fashion? What's that?
Bisho. This is 15%.
No, but you got roy. Roy is instant. Roy is cooked. Oh, very good. So the pace that's right there. Okay, the pace that's right is that if you look at these grains, you can tell the difference. The grains look different. So there's no bittle when you can tell. The whole din of bittle is only when it's not recognizable, yeah? You got one kosher chicken you got two kosher chickens and one traver chicken. You can't tell the difference. If you can see the one traver chicken, there's no bittle, obviously. If you look, the beans are different. The beans are darker. Yeah, they're different colours. One bean is darker than the other. So the mice, there's two different sorts of beans, yeah? So the mice.
Even if you've got paper that's half the same of books, you ask parents to put your child's book, it's really 60%
of books, as what he said. No, but that's in one item, but here's bottle of rose. That potato's not bottle of rose. The 40% of the day is not bottle of rose.
You've got half the really 60% of the book, you're really cooked, it's fully cooked, and 40% of the potatoes.
It's a good question, so should we bottle room, yeah? So you got a cash, tell us,
it's not
a question of what's eating.
No, it's nothing got the room. Is that good to cook then? And but 20 times not cooked, is that okay to cook?
Can you eat it? Can you got two beans, you got three pieces of chicken, one piece of chicken for three for four, what are the two cottage chickens? Can you eat it?
Three pieces of chicken, one's not cooked and two is. Is it okay to cook it? Can I cook the
chicken? Is it different to eating it?
No, they
the only difference is the dog's extra material. That's true. You just have to wait, it's not bottle room, you have to wait till the shops. So that's another reason why there's no bitter baroi. But kids, at the end of the day, you can't. If you hold that this is like tea leaves, then lachor you've got the same problem, and you could not use this coffee on Shabbos. If you hold like Rav Moshe lachor that tea leaves are okay in the Kedish Shlishi, then lachor this would be okay in the Kedish Shlishi. So there is another sort of coffee again. I'm also not so fond of this. I've tried out. It's cost me a lot of money with these experiments. This is the first time, Rosh Hashem, Bli Ayin Hara, that I've managed to make it to a shiur with a keli. I borrowed off people in the past, and I've normally smashed it before it's got to the actual shear, so it's been a very expensive business. This is a Shechiona, I should say a Shechiona on this one. It's the first time I've actually got this Katie to here. This is a very interesting thing as well. This is raw coffee you put in here. Right, it's supposed to be, this also they say, also I can't find a yield. Maybe I'm not a good expert in coffee, I don't know, it could be, it's very possible, I'm not an expert in coffee, but they say this is also very good. And you can see the way they describe it, it's meant to be also Ein and Humboldt, apparently. So, what you do is you put the raw coffee in here. What's very interesting what you do, you put raw coffee in here. I'll read out the instructions actually very quickly. You put the coffee inside, add coffee, you fill the beaker to the spout with hot, not boiling water. Then you turn the lid, you push the lid down, put the lid on. And you've got coffee beans in here, wherever it is, yeah? You put the coffee, let it soak in the hot water. Lift it up, let the coffee beans float to the top. Yeah, and it sits in there for a few minutes. You leave it like this for a few minutes, and then when you want to have your coffee, what you do is you push this down over here, so all the coffee beans go to the bottom, and you're left with lovely black clear liquid, which is supposed to taste very nice.
Yes, sir.
Then you can just pour it out. Now you can pour it out into your cup, or you can drink as it is.
Not boiling.
What's the problem with this, my friend? So first you got from a bishop. You got from, and you got from a boiler. Okay. Yeah, this is from a boiler. What you're doing is pushing this down. Is you're pushing all the rubbish. Not rubbish. You don't want it. Something you don't want. So you're pushing all for you. It's so less. You want all the beans and everything that you got there down to the bottom, so you can be left with a lovely clear. Drink that is mamish doing boyer as well. So besides bishop, you've got a lot of malach as well of boyer. Yeah, bechir. What?
Not recommended.
Not recommended. Not recommended on Shabbos. Yeah. Okay. So let's talk about Norman instant coffee. So now the Norman instant coffee, which I've described to you, is lechira. It's been cooked. Lechira should be no problem to put it in the keli sheni, really, because once it's been cooked, it really in the keli rishon we said already should be able to put. Because once you've got a food that's been cooked, ain't mishlach abishol. So on that we said that some people are strict not to put it into a keli rishon because the solid is going to become into a liquid. The coffee is going to dissolve into a liquid. So some hold that's called a dover lach. Okay, so you put a keli sheni. A keli sheni is mutter. Some people don't like it in a keli sheni. The Aruch Hashanah brings down, why not? Very interesting. Why, what should be the problem? Okay, before I start swearing, besides Bishol, is I told you that after they finish cooking it, they blow hot air on it to evaporate it. Some people tire it, that's called baking it. Now, if that's true, what have you got? Basically, this is trying to be a lot like this. What happens before Shabbos, you cook a food and you bake it. And now on Shabbos you want to cook it. What happens now? Yeah. Do you say yes, but don't forget, number one stage, you had a bishl already. Again, you've got an item which was cooked before Shabbos and baked before Shabbos. And now on Shabbos you want to do a bishl. So do we say yes, bishl achar afia? Because the second stage you did was afia, and now you're doing a bishl. The Prima Gordon says no, because it once had a bishl, it's once had an afia done to it, so Bob's the ankles, you're covered with everything you want to do with it. Says the Bialoch, I'm not so sure about this. The Chofetz Chaim says, I'm not so sure. It could well be that you look at the last stage that was done, and the last stage that was done was nafia, was a baking, and therefore now for you to cook it is called a bishl achar afia.
Is that
cooked
speaking? The hot air is blowing on it?
That's for sure. The pasta is not. It's not really baking. The main thing is choshes with this, yeah? That's not choshes with it. Straight speaking, it's not really called a baking pasta. It's not hot enough to be called mamish and baking. But some are choshes, and therefore, to get around this problem, if you hold yes bishlach afia, if you do in a kelish shlishi, or you do ir kelish sheni, you avoided this problem. Yeah? So again, we're talking about coffee that's being cooked, or maybe roasted. That you can put in a kelish shlishi. We spoke about last time, I want to just clarify this again. There's two options now in your kelish shlishi. Either you can fill up a cup from your urn, that cup's a kelish sheni. Then you empty that cup into another cup, that's a kelish shlishi. And then you pour your coffee granules in. That's option one. So you've got your kelish shlishi with water inside it, and the option is to pour your coffee granules into there. That's option one. Option two is to take water from your urn into a kelish sheni, take another cup, put your coffee granules at the bottom of the cup, and now do iru kelish sheni onto those coffee granules. Two options how to make your cup of coffee, which avoids the problem of bishul. Because irrigation is like irrigation, you've got no problem with bishul anymore. The only question that possibly speak about over here, which is a bit of a debate, is I said to you already last week, there's two problems that are potentially a problem over here. Option number one, which I told you, is to put the water in first, and then put the coffee granules in afterwards, is according to some, a problem of colouring. When a person makes a dye, you put the water in first, and then you put the colouring agent in afterwards. So some people don't like it. They want to make a shinui, they change your order around. And therefore, they'll tell you to do option number two, is to put the coffee granules in first, and then pour the coffee afterwards. That's good, but others time, that's a problem of moilit. That by you pouring hot water directly onto coffee granules, you're causing it to dissolve. And that is a problem of moilit. So either way, there's a question either way. The ma'aser, either way is acceptable. I mean, people are making on both of the councils. I mean, if you want to be machmir on both accounts, the only way to make a cup of coffee on Shabbos is to make coffee essence. The only way to do it. If you want to be machmir on both accounts, to be worried about svir, and you're worried about moilid, the only way to make a cup of coffee on Shabbos would be to make coffee essence. I don't know anyone who makes that. Apparently one person does make it, I'm told, but I don't know anyone personally who does it.
Why can't I say who is svir?
What?
Using water.
No, if you use the essence, you make an essence beforehand. So you put it in the cup first, and you pour the water on top of it. In a case, you irrigate a shin on it, so you've got no problem of severe there. You're doing a shin in order. Oh, in a kelish shlishi is okay. And if it's in a kelish shlishi, you're doing irrigate a shin onto it, even if it's cold, it's all right, because it was once cooked. Yeah, so that would be an eitzah how to make a cup of coffee according to everyone. So if you see someone make a cup of coffee this way, that would be what he's doing.
Why is that a problem with putting the granules into the cup?
That's a good kasha, but that's clear from the Gemara that putting snow into a cup of water is mutter. That's not called biyadai. You masalik yourself. Once you put the snow in water, you're not doing it anymore. If you hold a cup and you pour it over the granules, that's called your maisa. Masha'egi, putting something into water is not called your maisa, your masalik is already. Once you put the snow into water, that's mutter. Once it's clear, that's mutter. Ice into water is mutter. You can see that's not called your action anymore, that's not called moilit. So who are doing with the coffee? It's true, but that's not in Likud. Likud is that's your masalik yourself. It's not called yours anymore. It's not yours. Snow, someone told me that is an experiment. If you put snow into a cup of water, which we're talking about as well, the same quickness as coffee. So there's no chid at the matter, yeah? But kitsa, you've got a few ways of making a cup of coffee on Shabbos, yeah? That would be an option how to make it. I want to tell you, cocoa is not always so simple. Drinking chocolate is pre-cooked, same as this over here. Same enough as instant coffee. However, ordinary cocoa powder is uncooked. Ordinary cocoa powder. Saccharine also, someone told me, is not sure if it's cooked. Like if you check up. And even these fruit juices, these fruit concentrates, many of them pasteurized, they've been cooked beforehand, but some of them are chemically cleaned. They have not been cooked. So if that would be a problem, then you have to know. If it hasn't been cooked, so you have to know what a kelish sheni or kelish shlishi.
Lift has no severe problem. Lift has got a lot of these things inside which are not cooked.
Yeah, it's all been cooked. Lift has all been cooked. Someone told me this before, I phoned them out. Lift has all been cooked. They don't add afterwards, don't they? They all cook it all together. That's what they told me. They cook it all together and then they dehydrate it. So the mice, that's special. Okay, we better stop there.
Thank you very much.